Good morning again. Thank you for being with us in Worship Online this Sunday. You know, as we go through today's text, there's, I think, a difficult time understanding what is exactly that's happening in this text, because we're looking at this from 2,000 years later. A lot has changed. In particular, a lot of it has changed in the way people regard God and the way people regard the way we behave and live in reference to God as a result of 2,000 years worth of Christianity. When this individual comes to Jesus and says, "How do I enter into the kingdom of God?" Jesus asks him a simple question. He says, "Well, how about God's laws? You already have lots and lots of information regarding what it is that God wants you to do." And the man says, "I've kept all of God's laws my entire life long," which, if we're being honest, isn't an honest answer. Maybe this individual was diligent about keeping God's laws. We know that Jesus looked at the man and said, "You know, I love this guy's spirit. I love this guy's drive. I love this individual." But of course, we know that he wasn't perfect. Only Jesus is perfect. And so Jesus says, "You lack only one thing. Sell everything you own, give all of your wealth to the poor, and come and follow me." The man goes away very, very upset. Why is he so upset? It's more than just Jesus asked him to sell his possessions, things that he loved dearly. It's that there was within the culture of the day an assumption. The assumption was simply this: if you were a bad person, if there was something fundamentally about you that was bad, you had a bad attitude, you had bad behavior, you had bad habits, you had bad thoughts, God would punish you for your badness by making you unsuccessful. If, on the other hand, you were a good person, you had good thoughts, good activities, good behaviors, good habits, God would reward you by making you prosperous. Now, this isn't in the Bible anywhere. And in fact, time and time again, God's most favored servants actually have horrible lives. So where did people get this assumption that if I am a good person, God will make me wealthy and happy and whole, and if I'm a bad person, God is going to make me miserable? Because this man clearly came to Jesus with the assumption that when Jesus says to him, "Well, what about God's laws? Have you kept those?" And the man pats himself on the back. He says, "Absolutely. My life is so good. I've kept all of God's laws. You can tell because God has blessed me richly with wealth and with success and with power and status and prestige. If God doesn't like me and if I haven't done good, why is my life so perfect?" Jesus questions his assumptions. And most importantly, Jesus questions his self-righteousness. Jesus says, "Okay, I hear you. You're telling me that God loves you best." And as proof of the fact that God loves you best and that you are righteous unto yourself, God has made you rich. Well, if I take all of that success away from you and you don't have any wealth as a reward for doing good, do you still want to do good? If I take away all of your reward for being a good person, do you still want to be a good person? If I take away all of your reward for being righteous, do you still want to be righteous? And the man walks away dejected. We human beings do that all the time. We approach God with our righteousness in hand. And we say to God, "Hey, look at my righteousness. Clearly, I am deserving of your blessings, your goodness, your love, your kingdom, because look at me. I am so good." So let me tell you what righteousness is. Righteousness is an umbrella. Righteousness is an umbrella. We live in a world where sin rains down around us all over the place. Righteousness is an umbrella that we hold up over our head as defense against that sin. And as a preacher, I have temptation to tell you to grow your righteousness in response to the storming rain of sin that surrounds you. To do better, be better, live better, think better, act better. Build your righteousness to protect you from the storm of raining sin that surrounds us. That is my temptation as a preacher. Because I want to tell you that if you're good enough, if you try hard enough, if you put enough effort, and if I pat you on the back enough for it, that you can build a big enough umbrella to keep yourself safe. And that sin won't find its way in. And that you can walk dry into the kingdom of God on your own steam. And that would be true if that's how life really was. But I'm going to tell you right now that if you're holding on to that umbrella of self-righteousness, that umbrella that says, I'm a good person, and so because I'm a good person, I could put that umbrella of self-righteousness up over me, and all of the evil of this world is just going to roll down around me, and I'm going to stay dry by my own effort. Let me tell you what, if you're clinging to that umbrella, your problem is you haven't looked down. See, if you're busy looking up at the clouds of evil that surround us and the rain of sin that falls around us, you might forget the fact that you're standing on the Titanic because this world is sinking. This world is effectively a spiritual Titanic that struck the iceberg of original sin with Adam and Eve, and it's been going down ever since. So if you think that clinging to your umbrella of self-righteousness is going to do you some good when the waters of sin completely engulf you because the ship of this world is a perpetually sinking boat, then clearly you don't know how umbrellas work. Humanity is drowning in our faults and our failings. The man who comes to Jesus and says, I want to be a part of the kingdom of God. I want to be part of your ministry. Jesus says to him, okay, put your umbrella down. Put your umbrella of self-righteousness down and come and follow me, and I'll make you, not by your own efforts, but by my grace, a part of the kingdom of God. I will forgive you. I will renew you. I will bring you into the fold. And I will make you a part of my kingdom, but first you have to put down your umbrella. And the man goes away sad. And please don't hear me saying that you need to put down morals or righteousness or following God's will. Jesus never said to the man, abandon those things. He said, good, those things are great. What he told him to do is to set down his self-righteousness, his assurance that his salvation was in his own hands. Set that down. That's a terrifying thing for us humans to do, because as soon as we set down that umbrella, we know that the only safety that we have from the storm of this world is God's hands and God's hands alone. We either trust those hands or we don't. And that's the question. Do you trust God? Do you trust God well enough to say, I know that I cannot by my own actions, by my own righteousness, ever be good enough. I'm going to fail. I'm going to fall down. I'm going to make mistakes. And I'm going to have to trust in the grace of Jesus Christ for my forgiveness. Or are you going to lie to yourself and say, oh no, I've kept all of God's laws my whole life long, just like the rich man did. Because we human beings, we want to choose that path, don't we? Because it puts us in control, whereas the other path puts God in control. See, God's not calling on us to give up on following his law. He's calling us to give up on trusting our righteousness and having followed God's law as our source of salvation. Our salvation comes from Christ, Christ alone. Any other assertion or assumption that we can make ourselves righteous in ourselves, whether that's in the church or out in the world, whether that's I recycle 12 times a day, what's wrong with you? whether that's, you know, I'm vegan, you eat meat, you're evil, whether that's my political party's better than your political party, whether it's my understanding of human rights is better than your understanding of human rights, whatever umbrella you think you're holding to justify yourself before God will not work on the Titanic of sin that we live in. We must rely on the grace of Jesus Christ to save us from death itself. And indeed, in doing so, Christ puts us to death from this world and raises us up in the kingdom of God. So I say to you all today, look at your life. Ask yourself, what umbrella of self-righteousness am I holding on to? And by the way, people also like to take that umbrella and beat their neighbor over the head with it. You and I, we are humans. We might be doing that on any given day. You can't beat your neighbor over the head with the umbrella of your self-righteousness when you put the umbrella down. So I say to you all, look at your life. Figure out what umbrella you're holding on to instead of the grace of Jesus Christ. Put it down. Know that God's law is still true. Know that morals are still morals and right and wrong are still right and wrong. But we stand justified before God because we are saved in Christ alone.